lot of people are unaware that in the centre of Australia, the very heart of Australia, lies the largest American CIA base outside of the continental United States. It's monitoring all telecommunication system, plays a part in programs like X-Keyscore that have recently been revealed and leaked by Edward Snowden and all. And most importantly, because they're using the targeting information that they receive through their satellite communication system to pinpoint targets in places as far afield as Pakistan and Yemen. Australia is complicit in all the deaths by drones, what people are calling illegal targeted assassinations, by providing the targeting information from Pine Gap.
Some will say these are not assassinations. They're just part of the global war on terror. The people who are being killed by drones are people suspected of involvement in terrorist activities.
Suspected of involvement in terrorist activities. You know, in Australia, we like to pride ourselves of having the rule of law and the right to a fair trial. We don't believe, for a start, in Australia, we don't believe in the death penalty. And secondly, we believe in the right to a fair trial. Now, because somebody is suspected of a terrorist activity by another country, the United States, it does not follow, in my understanding, that the Australian government should allow it to use its facilities on its land to provide targeting information to kill somebody. Whether you call it a war or an execution, the end result's the same. They're killing people.
At this stage, while we're talking to you now, you are chained at the gates of this facility. Which side of the facility are you at? Because I believe...
I'm actually in Alice Springs, chained to the gate of Raytheon, which is one of the largest arms companies in the world, who are contracted out to provide a lot of the logistics for the management of Pine Gap.
This action has been going on for almost a week.
It's been going on since last Friday. Basically.
Since last Friday, almost a week, this Thursday. Yeah. You've called upon people who are campaigning for peace and human rights from all over the world. How is it followed up? Is the following growing?
Yes, it's growing every day. We're having people in Alice Springs who are coming up and talking to us, and when we give them our information and show them the information we have about what Pine Gap is and what Pine Gap's doing, we're finding quite a lot of people in Alice Springs are horrified that a warfighting base of this nature is situated in their backyard and they knew nothing about it.
How come they don't know about this?
They know it's there, but because there are lies about what it does. They say it's just there to verify arms control agreements. But the recent revelations of Snowden and Assange et al. And the brilliant academic work done by Richard Tanter and Des Ball have shown us exactly what it does. And what it is horrifying.
Being chained on the premises of Raytheon, who is one of the big arms manufacturers and logistics company involved in the warfare going on around the world, are the police, the authorities, the peacekeeper? I mean,
yes, the police. The police are there. They're looking across the road at me right now, having a smile. Yeah, there are four gates, and we've got people chained to each gate. And what we've effectively done is stopped them moving any equipment or personnel between their town depot and the base at Pine Gap for the day.
So you're disrupting their activities?
Yes, we've shut them. We've literally shut them down for a day. Nobody can get in or out.
And how long is this going to last, this action of yours?
Well, that's probably more a question for the Northern Territory Police Service than me, until they manage to get through our support crew and cut the bike locks and chains from around our necks and bodies and remove us.
Previously, there have been actions, we remember, actions run by a group of women, others by bikes from 1986, 83, and our most recent one in 2005, where six members of the Christians Against All Terrorism group staged a huge protest outside Pine Gap, and some of them ended up in court, and you might yourself end up facing serious charges.
Absolutely. You know, we could end up with serious charges. Some more people broke into the base this morning while we were here locking onto the gates in town. Some more people broke into the base. They've recently been picked up and arrested, and they'll be in court in the next half hour or so. However, it's a matter of standing by the strength of your convictions. We are prepared to go to court and prepared to go to jail to highlight the atrocity that the Australian government and the American government are undertaking just outside of Alice Springs, in the dead heart of Australia. I mean, Alice Springs, rightly or wrongly, there is a mythos about Australia and the real Australia, outback Australia, the dead heart of Australia. This is where they are launching their wars from. We think it ought to stop.
I believe the facility is divided in two sides. There's a side with, the Australian part of the research and surveillance system, and then the American one. Have you access to both? Are they co-operating in this warfare? Yes, yes. How is it happening?
It's hard to know because it's clouded in secrecy and under all kinds of official secrets acts exactly which radar and which building is operated by which company or which force. But what we do know is that every defence minister in the Australian government, since the Fraser government of 1975, has claimed that everything that happens, everything the Americans do at Pine Gap, happens with the full knowledge and agreement, knowledge and concurrence is the term they use, of the Australian government. So whether it's being done by the Americans or whether it's being done by the Australians or whether it's being done by arms companies, it is being done by the full knowledge and concurrence of the Australian government. For example, 2 years ago, two Australian citizens who were suspected of terrorism were killed by American drones. Extrajudicial killings is what they're known as. The fact that two Australian citizens are killed by drones operating on information gleaned from Australia makes us accountable for those deaths. The families of those people are currently looking at what recourse they have for a case of murder by the Australian government.
Again, the government will say it's part of, it's a necessary evil because terrorism is a threat that we all face and that could strike us any time. And they have to fight these wars there instead of fighting them here.
I understand that, Bertrand, but more people die from falling over in Australia every year, on average, and die of terrorism. Terrorism is not a big threat to Australia. There have been very, very few terrorist incidents involving Australians. And yet we're spending billions of dollars on sophisticated spy machinery and war machinery, allegedly defend Australia when we're not actually under threat. The only threat that Australia is under is terrorism, is people being annoyed and pissed off because Australian facilities are being used to kill their families. Australia has no problem with terrorism. We've never had a problem with terrorism.
And something that might not be of comfort to you would be maybe to tell you that a few days ago there was a report released about global surveillance around the world, and Australia comes on top of the list of the country that they collect the most data of their citizens.
That's right. We collect the most data. We collect more data from our citizens than any other country in the world. And not only that, but Australia, since 9/11 2001, has enacted more anti-terror and public safety laws than any other country in the world. The governments will always say, we're doing this for your own good. They will always say, we need to spend billions of dollars on military equipment and on policing and on jails in order to make the population safe. But the truth is, and history has shown time and time again, that when you put your money into warfare and into militarism at the expense of basic services of health and education, which has been slashed by this government and the last one, it does not make the country a safer place. In fact, it makes it a very less safe place.
Lastly, the traditional owners of the area where these facilities are located, have they got any say in what's going on and in the current protest as well?
We're here at the invitation of the traditional owners, of the recognised traditional owners in the Arrernte Nation. They stand with us. A lot of the elders are camping with us at our camps. They're taking part in the campaigns with us. They've got two beefs. First of all, they were never consulted about the establishment of the Pine Gap base. And secondly, as a deeply traditional people who are tied to the land, as one old man said, it makes his heart bleed that his land is being used to kill children on the other side of the planet. And he feels responsible for this because it's happening from his land. So the Arrernte people here are firmly on our side, and we're here, in fact, at their invitation.